Blog Talk Radio.
Elite Personal Coaching. Coaching for success, building strategies for personal growth, maximizing your ability to achieve your goals and live your dreams.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen coming live to you with Blog Talk Radio, Elite Personal Coaching for Success. I'm joined this morning with my guest, Lamar Irvin, founder of Mind Technology out of Austin. Good morning, Lamar. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jesse. How are you doing over there?
Hey, I'm doing better. And last week we started off on some really good things about procrastinating. And this has been a great topic because in my coaching, I'm finding that a lot of the people that are taking my classes is they're taking my classes to move from close that gap from where they are now, being overwhelmed by so many things in front of them, economy issues, job issues, family issues, and all those things, and now becoming we're coming to the end of the year and being overwhelmed with some of these things. So it's really easy to start down that path of procrastination. So what I want to do and what we're doing is to supporting. Again, this is what we do in coaching. We support our clients in helping them to close those gaps. And one of the things, which is a big issue, we're doing a four-week program. This is week two on procrastinating and how to end it and what causes it. And pretty simple, procrastination is caused by having too many things to do and putting off and now developing the habit of going to the easiest things first, and the big things that you need to be getting done, they don't get done. And your credibility and everything else starts to fall down because you're not getting around to these tasks. So what in our program, as coaches and lecturers, we're coaches and lecturers for a dynamic organization, which is the Silvermetric Training, and how to empower from the inside out. Now, we have all these tips that are from the outside in. This is information we're giving you, but until you decide to go on the inside and make changes, then it's still a very difficult process, and we realize it's a difficult process. And that's the reason why we're doing this program, is to give some insight on some things that you can do to now move beyond that position. Now, we also would like to invite you to call into our program. If you have questions, you can chat live with us. The call-in number is area code 347-327-9341. So feel free to call in, ask questions, or chat live with us. So let's get started now and talk about a couple things. And I know that, you know, people become overwhelmed because they have so many things going on, and our goals, they get all scrambled up and they get all mixed up because there are just too many of them. You know, you have only so many hours in a day, and I was reading something this week that the average person has about 300 things that they want to do, and in that process, if they're all scrambled up, then you don't know exactly where to go. So the very first thing that I'm going to say, and a tip that I like to give for everyone, is to sit down and put a focus on your goal. You want to identify, just list out what are the things that you want to do, the things you must do, the things you would like to do. And in that process, pick the most difficult thing and do it first. You know, Brian Tracy, he talks about in his organizational program about eating the frog. You know, if you have the big thing sitting in front of you and you don't want to do it, you sort of stare at it and stare, it just gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. And once you actually tackle that process, then it sort of goes away. So, Lamar, what kind of support do you give behind that?
Well, basically on a lot of that, to sometimes come over to overcome procrastination, it seems to help to identify a benefit that when you achieve that goal, that's going to make you feel very good, and identify that benefit ahead of time and focus on how good that feels, and that will help you get the energy to take the step to do so. also as coaches, sometimes when I have a client that has something very difficult to do, it's finding a way to handhold that client through that difficult thing so that they can feel that achievement at the end, and the next time they won't need such handholding. A couple of things.
Well, yeah, that's a real good point. And if you're in a situation that you're overwhelmed with so many things to do, is to find an expert, to find a coach, and have that coach to sit down with you as an accountability partner and give you some support. And that support now, as an accountability partner, will help you. You can also tell a friend that about what you're going to do. Get someone that they're going to give you a hard time if you don't get it done. So having an accountability coach. And remember to stay focused on your goal and figure out how you can maintain your focus on the goal. You can put post-it notes up. You can have it pop up on your computer about your goals. You can now use organizational systems to do that. And you also want to set healthy deadlines. So when you now put your goals out there and you put them out there, you want to now make sure that the goals and the deadlines are going, that you're going to be able to make those deadlines. So if you have a deadline and you have a certain amount of time to work on a project, then stay to that amount of time. If it's something that's not urgent, then remember, do some on it now, then do something on it a little bit later. But set time frames, because a little task can now take up all of your day, and the big thing you need to do, you never get around to that. So make sure that you set a healthy deadline. And you need to say to yourself, is this urgent? And this is what happens in procrastination. The things that we fear that are going to give us the most pain, we wind up doing those things last. So you want to look at your deadlines. How much time do you have available to spend on that project? Another thing is to move out of your comfort zone slowly. Now, if you're overwhelmed with so many things going on, so what you want to do, you want to expand your comfort zone. You know, take that effort today. Look this week. What's on your list is tough. The phone call that you need to make that you haven't made, the person you need to contact. And in this process, if you're not going to be able to make a commitment to someone, then give them a call. Let them know it's better for you to do that. And get in the habit and the practice of being honest. And procrastination is about lying to yourself. Now, be honest with that person or be honest with yourself. Okay, and one of the number four on my list is to plan the next day, the night before. Lamar, this is where we come back into our Silver Method training, because as the mind guys, we work on using our internal visualization and meditation training to help us to see into the future, get a feel for the future, identify the past, understand what we don't want, and begin to focus on what we do want. So planning your day the night before is an empowering tool. So what are some of the things that you do, maybe from the Silver Method perspective or other training, in this visual concept of mental preparation?
Well, I like that approach, the mental approach, because everything in our life begins with how we see it in our minds first. And then it outpictures into our life that we call our reality. And so it's very important to go within and identify, like all the steps you just gave, identify what's important. But when you go within, what we know from what Jose Silva taught us and what his research showed is that when you go within, in a process where you adjust your brain frequency to an optimal level, that in that place, you actually have opened the door to receive more intelligence and to understand things from a new perspective. And from that, sometimes it helps us to illuminate maybe the goal needs a little modification. Maybe a little bitty twist, a change in the word will fit us better. And sometimes we can see the bigger picture from that increased intelligence and going within. And then one of the other things is, it's so important to recognize the difference between the qualities of how we approach life when we come from within ourselves out versus just working with the outer world. For example, in the outer world, it takes effort. We have to have willpower. We have to push ourselves to do things. But when we go within and we set our goals from inside, then we find that inner inspiration. We visualize ourselves wanting to do the goal. We see ourselves achieving the goal before we've taken any action. And then all of a sudden, when we keep visualizing over and over, then all of a sudden one day we wake up or one afternoon, all of a sudden we get an inspiration, ooh, I'm ready to do that. And when you approach something from the higher, that more excited, positive energy, then you're going to be much more effective at it, and you're going to enjoy doing it. And the way that we alter that is by going within, just like you're suggesting. Going within, checking out our goals, aligning with those goals, checking in for that higher intelligence, make sure we have them worded right, see ourselves achieving it first, and then there is no effort in the inner dimension. Don't ever introduce effort in that inner optimal state of mind. We just see it unfolding, and it becomes ease. And then all of a sudden, we want to do it. That's how I've accomplished dropping close to 100 pounds starting a few years ago, was looking and seeing myself wanting to, when I got home, get on the treadmill or go for a walk. And all of a sudden, after doing that for a short period of time, all of a sudden one day, I had that strong desire to hop on the treadmill. And it just started the process. So it came from within, which made it so much easier to accomplish.
And that's exactly right. And once you start on something and making changes, the easier it is for it to happen. So that's the biggest part about making changes, is changing your habit. And if you're waiting to change it from the outside in, that voice from the outside is going to keep pushing you and delaying you. But the more that you spend in your meditative state of getting that good feeling of what it will feel like after you accomplish your goal, the success of it. We also talk about intuition, because we're both intuitive coaches and we teach the Silva Intuition System, is that learning to utilize your intuition. If you now plan the night before and you're able to take this information to bed with you, you've just finished planning your next day, and you know, while you're sleeping, this is fresh in your mind. And now on an intuitive level, you learn to trust that. You learn to trust those feelings by, as you sleep, you're taking a deeper programming. And now the next day, you start to learn and be aware of your intuition. Your intuition is that voice that speaks from you from within. And that voice is the voice that guides you. And remember, don't look at your easy task. This week, this morning, today, look at your sheet, your goal sheet of things that have to be done today. Go ahead and do it. Become your warrior. Summons your samurai. Step out and just do it. Lamar, I know you have a lot of things going on, and I've got things going on too. So what are some of the events that you have coming up?
I am doing a visioning series, a teleconference. It's a four-part series to actually what I was just talking about, finding that, going within, connecting to that higher intelligence, and getting glimpses of what your highest life is. We'll be doing that in a four-part teleclass. And the sign-up information is on my website and at Jesse's website also.
Okay, great. And everyone, you can actually take a 7-day stop procrastination course, and it's actually really about habits and what you need to do in 7 days, how to eliminate bad habits. And you can. So I would encourage you to take this 7-day course, and we have some really valuable information, some tips, some free stuff there that can be used as tools coming up. And this course is really going to be about goal setting, a 30-day course about manifesting your goals. So not only have we started this program on our blog radio show, but we actually have follow-up information. So if you feel that you really want to empower yourself and you'd like to have coaching, Lamar has classes and coaching classes that are going on. These are online classes, teleseminars, so it makes it very easy, no matter where you are in the country, to be able to log in and participate in our programs. If you have any questions or information you'd like to have on our program answered, then you can email me at J, the letter J, Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, 8871 at AOL.com, and we'll make sure to answer those questions for you. If you'd like to set up a free 20-minute coaching session with Lamar or myself, please just email me, and I will definitely get you in contact with him. And also, anything that we can do, please let us know. Again, this is Jesse Bowen. Say, empower your life. Have a great day. And remember, always keep your focus on where you're going. Remember that this week, do the tough things first. Lamar, thank you for being on the call.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great week. I look forward to hearing from you.
This coaching session is brought to you by the American Martial Arts Alliance and the Who's Who in the Martial Arts Autobiography book. Discover the legendary history of martial artists from around the world. Order your signed copy of Who's Who in the Martial Arts. Go to our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Order your copy today or give us a call at 919-489-6100. Standing on the shoulders of greatness.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app, look it in the mouth, get amazing services. Thank you.
Hi, it's Joe Corley with a quick offer for all of our friends here at the AMAA. As you know, we never get a second chance at our first impression. So for those of you who could use some help with your first impression on your Facebook pages, on Instagram, and on your website, we're offering a special discount here from our social media marketing warriors team. Take a note if you can and check Facebook at Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors page. Take a quick look at some of our videos, then reach out to me on Messenger and I'll be happy to put together a personalized sample video for you so you can see what the high definition video will look like online. That's Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors, and in your message mention AMAA discount. I look forward to speaking soon. All the best.